actually. I'm very curious. Just what did you see when you died?
That's a heavy thing.
To be
no, it's okay. All this was because I have an ulcer, stomach. Because my mind always has been so fast. My main problem is my mind is like, phew. So my body talk, I'm like thinny because I'm acelerada, like accelerate. And that's why my stomach make a hole, the blood inside. And the doctor told me, well, you need to surgery. I don't know from where I had this idea about do not let open my body. I know that some religion talking about that, but I don't have religion. I believe in God, but I don't have religion. But something inner me just let me know that I don't let open my body. And then the doctors told me, well, your problem is your stress. If you don't control your mind, we need to surgery your stomach. But if you don't change, we need to continue until get out your stomach complete. You can live without stomach. But the problem is that you don't stop your mind. You need to stop your mind. But on that time, I was very materialistic person. I didn't know about meditation. I didn't know about breathing. I didn't know about any spiritual thing, anything, not in either human nothing. And when they told me that in my room in the hospital, they closed the door. And they told me, well, put your mind in white. And class. And I was like, white? Worldwide? What is white? White? I was like very confused because I didn't know what was white. Put your mind in no thoughts. I was like, what? And they give me pills to quiet myself. And I was 1 week like a drug, like a drogada. I never took any chemical thing, never, not before, not after, never. And because that, my aorta, closed, collapsed, like. On that night, I stopped to take the pills. I was in my home here in Cancun, by the way. And I was alone because I was, because many reasons, but I was here. And that night, I was heavy pain in my stomach, but heavy like nothing before. And then the doctor told me that the next time that I visit them, they prepare the quirófano, ¿cómo se dice quirófano? Where they, donde operan?
The surgery, emergency room.
Their way, they had everything prepared to surgery. And I went, no, I don't tell to anybody that I'm pain my body. And then I was like 6 or 8 hours of pain, heavy. And suddenly a friend with a doctor came to visit to me because they were in the sunset. And at 6 o'clock, more or less, they decide go to visit to me. This doctor was a woman, a naturist woman, medico. And this friend came with her because I was sick. And I just remember that when they came to the room, she took my hand and she told them, she's gone. And in this moment, I was beginning my trip. My pulse was in 30, I think the less is 40, and I was like gone. I was absolutely gone. I don't know what does she do. But my experience when I beginning to fly, because it's like when you take some thing to alter your consciousness, I beginning to relax. It's the peaceful moment. It's beautiful. It's like when I get that point, I'm gonna be very happy. But suddenly, because I have pain in my body, suddenly I'm beginning to relax. Relax, obviously, because my body beginning to separate of my spirit. I remember that I saw, since so far away, like un manto. No sé cómo se dice, un manto. Como a manto is like if somebody came with this cloth, big like the night. I knew that was my death.
You mean like an angel?
Like not angel. Is manto? It's called to a cloth that you have here. Have you seen this saint, which have this thing? Yeah. Was something with this shape, but big like the. Since like the night came in, I knew that was my death. When I saw her, I was like, yes, I'm accept, yes. I was like very happy to see. The body knows how die. And then she or it came and hugged me, and brought me in the darkness that you never imagined, but darkness, maybe here in this reality, the connotación, tiene connotación, ¿entiendes? ¿Qué es connotación? Tiene connotation, negative connotation, but nothing to do in that reality. And after that hug, I began to live. I remember like three or four cents, very heavy, where after that hug, I beginning to see my life through my eyes. Like when you project a picture, but the picture came up from my eyes to a screen. And I beginning to see my life slowly at the first. And I was like a witness of my life. And when I saw the first scene, when I heard somebody, I tried to explain. And I estiré mi mano, put out my hand, and I saw my hand, and my hand was like a child of 3 or 4 years. I was a child. When I saw my hand, I like, and in my mind, because this is no words, in my mind I tried to explain in that scene why I'm hurt to somebody. And somebody or something or some, I don't know, told me, no, your time is gone and you can explain anything. In that moment, I be aware that I was dying. And when I feel this, I was like, no, like the scream from here. And when I saw this, the sand beginning to fast, to make fast. Until arrived the moment where I was dying and explode everything, all my body. It's not like explode like when something explode here, like energetically explode in thousands of pieces in like energy. You became energy in my experience. After that, I was in a place. This spirit or this God or this, I don't know who, beginning to guide me for some places. It or she or he or somebody show me two paths, but without body, my consciousness. And either that thing or I don't know, show me these two paths. The right path, no, the left path was the most beautiful place as you seen before. Beautiful, full of flowers and paths. and beautiful, beautiful as you never saw before. And this person or this being told me, well, if you choose this path, it's so easy that you distract to any part of the path because it's so beautiful. And it's not easy to get to your mission in the life. It's a path. You can choose this. And this is this path, the right. Like a desert with thorns, with not nice, with arid. And in this way, it's easy that you get your mission because it's not easy that you distract with anything because it's not nice. And I not think, I decide, right, yeah, right.
Desert.
Desert, yeah. I decide that because I understand that was easier than I'm arrived to my mission in the life. Then that was sin. Then after that, I arrived a place. Now I understand what it is, a place, but it's like in space, in the space, but black. Everything is the space, the nothing. And beginning, I saw a lot of thousands of things, books, people, dogs, anything that you can imagine, material object, like a bubble, like poof, appear and disappear. It's amazing. And this being told me, well, this is the place where everything came out and where everything came back. Is the void a void or is the la nada?
The void.
The void or el infinito or el origen is the origin of everything. And was in like in the space, it's nothing there. For me, now that I understand what place is it, because many shamans have been or have seen this through books, I understand that many shamans describe this.
Seen it in dreams.
Yes, and it's true. And when I saw this, it's like an ecstasy to see all this. Even now when I remember, oh, I have something that I didn't want it with me back there. It's like, well, you are there. Disappear and appear everything. You can take from there anything that you like and back anything that you don't like because it's the same. And after that scene, the other important that I remember, I was peaceful. I was very happy with that. Not happy, it's like in peace. I was in peace, absolutely in peace. But suddenly, I beginning to see the picture, like a picture, where I saw the moment where my friends told my mother that I dying. When I saw that, when I saw my mother, and when I saw the people which tell her that I was dying, I couldn't resist that. And was like the scream of the beginning, like no, and suddenly I awake. I back.
In your body?
Yeah.
How long were you dead?
I don't know how much time. This woman which take care of me, she died already now. I need her a lot. But many people told me that she decided go to a monk, became a monk in Tibet, and she tell all the friend that she or the family told that she died, but seems like she lying about that, but disappeared.
So how long do you think you were dead for?
Dead for maybe minutes. I don't know. I don't know. Really, I don't know, because I was many hours without. No, we don't know anything. I was like all day long.
So it was like coma?
Yes.
It was like a coma for all day, and then there was a few minutes when you were dead?
Yes,
and
yes.
And then you came back?
Yes. And then when I came back, I remembered that it's something that your spirit do, or your soul, or I don't know, your essence do. When I go back, I remember that I was like this, my head was like this, and I opened my eyes, and I look the room, and I ask God, or I don't know, just let me to control my mind and my emotions, and I fainted. And somebody told me, what, no querías algo mal? Do you want something else about? Because if you control your mind and your emotion, well, you are a master of something, because it's not easy. It's absolutely the biggest goal of many philosophy, spiritual philosophy, to control the mind.